And welcome to war, ladies and gentlemen. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live in Las Vegas, and live in Palm Springs, 98.1 FM in the Coachella Valley. And every Tuesday and Thursday, I have this mic from 3 to 4. If you are new to the party, welcome to the party, and you are always welcome to call in toll-free, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. War Now One. Wayne, the capitalist evangelist warrior, is going to join me at 4 o'clock, take over his show, and we'll do a segment and talk about what is going on in the world of politics today. And on this mic, I use this mic as my blowtorch of truth, because this show, being that we go to war on behalf of the American people, means that the truth is the strongest weapon that we have in our arsenal. And with all of the deceit and of all the deception and of all the diversion that's going on to create confusion in the American public, we hope that we will get to the root of the problem. And there are many problems that Donald Trump inherited, isn't there? And one of the problems is the Republican Party. Quite frankly, there are many Republicans in the Republican Party that are working against this administration, trying to give us big government solutions to big government problems, and that's simply not going to work. And I will call out leaders in the Republican Party just as I will call out the Democrats when I think that they have strayed and done wrong. And one tweet that Donald Trump had tweeted, I think it was late last night or early this morning, was that the Freedom Caucus is in the way of progress when it comes to the repeal of Obamacare. And I have to strongly disagree. I think the Freedom Caucus, the conservative arm of the Republican Party, is exactly where this party needs to follow and how it needs to legislate. And if we are not going, if we are going to legislate and be led by moderates, we are going to continue to fail, because now is a time for bold colors, not pale pastels. And the American people rose up boldly and elected a businessman to be our commander in chief, with hopes that he will drain the swamp. And the swamp has Republicans in that swamp, right? It has many Democrats. It has a politicized intelligence agency who we now know, led by James Comey, lied to Congress when he said he had no idea that there was unmasking of private citizens going on within the Trump campaign by various investigations going on within our intelligence agencies. That was an outright lie. Of course he had to know about it. Did he lead it? Will we know? Why is James Comey still the director of the FBI? That's my question I just posed on a talk show out of Alabama, the Michael Hart Show. I'm on there every Thursday from 2 to 3, and then I take over this mic. I don't understand why we still have some swamp things lying around in this administration whereby we should have just come in and basically fired them all. You know, he needs to take a shotgun or a hatchet to the swamp, and not a scalpel. And with someone that is as compromised as James Comey leading this investigation, I have to question, where are the priorities of draining the swamp? Why is Donald Trump pointing at the Freedom Caucus and saying that they're the problem? No, they are not the problem. They may have just saved your hide, sir. We didn't usher you into office to act like a Democrat and to go negotiate with Democrats. Oh, no, no, no. Because the Democrats don't have any interest in negotiating with us. As Hillary Clinton said yesterday, and did you catch this? She comes out yesterday, I think she was in, or maybe 2 days ago, she was in San Francisco, and she's wearing a leather jacket and a gold chain. I was like, what in the heck is all that about? And she says, you know, we must resist. We must persist. We must enlist. And all of this, you know, alliteration of just basically being obstructionists to this agenda. Because the Democrats don't want what's best for this country when it comes to a smaller government. They want a bigger government. And we had a bigger government with Barack Obama. And what did he do with that bigger government? He used federal agencies against his political enemies, average Americans. So our intelligence agencies have been compromised. We have Democrats. The only plan they have is to resist and persist and enlist their lemmings against this administration. They are going to try to filibuster Gorsuch. Good luck with that. Because we have something called the nuclear option. And we need to take the nuclear option in order to get Gorsuch in place. Because we, again, have federal judges who are defying the Constitution and federal law, like Anono, I think his name is, in Hawaii, who said, oh, no, we're not going to uphold the executive order. We're going to extend our dissent from the executive order to allow as many refugees from whatever terrorist-born countries into this country. And I guess, you know, municipalities like Clark County are just going to have to deal with it. But when we look at Clark County, and I'm going to get a little live and local here because all politics is local, but it also can an example in other communities like Palm Springs and beyond. We have a sheriff in this county that seems highly compromised, highly political. Not only did he say that his policy was not to give the citizenship status of murder that occurred in Las Vegas over the weekend from a hostage situation, Rolando Cardenas. We have no idea what his immigration status is because our sheriff told Rob Lauer of 360daily.net, or at least someone from his information office told Rob Lauer, that they needed to call ICE in order to get that immigration or citizenship information. Why is that? You know, as taxpaying citizens, we have elected a sheriff to uphold the Constitution and uphold the law of the land and to give us some transparency. We pay his salary. And if you go to 360daily.net, you're going to see an article that I'm going to talk about with Rob Lauer after this next break, that Sheriff Lombardo is actually given thousands of his own dollars to liberal groups, including the ACLU and Black Lives Matter. Now, to what benefit is the ACLU and Black Lives Matter to our safety and security? They are the ones, the ACLU is leading the charge to shield illegal immigrants in our Constitution, which they have absolutely no right to that shield. But when you look at Sheriff Lombardo and you go down the list, radical, leftist, immigrant advocacy organizations. And so we have not only an intelligence agency but been politicized by the left, but it looks like our own chief law enforcement officer, Sheriff Lombardo, has also been politicized. And how does politics play into our safety and security? Well, not very well when it comes to the left, does it? So we have these sanctuary cities. Vegas supposedly is not one of them, but I believe they're providing the murderer, the alleged murderer, the hostage taker, Rolando Cardenas. They're shielding his immigration or citizenship status from us. For why? We deserve to know. That's liberal in nature. That's providing this alleged murder sanctuary from the truth. And like I said, the truth is going to be our strongest weapon against the institutionalized left. It is going to be our strongest weapon against the moderate Republicans who seek to undermine this administration. And the truth is also going to be our strongest weapon against our local municipalities who are operating in a very rogue manner against federal immigration laws by claiming sanctuary. Well, guess what? Let's see how long they scream sanctuary when they don't get federal funding, when they don't get the tens of millions or billions of dollars from the federal government in order to operate in defiance of federal law. So you aren't going to want to go away because I'm going to get to the nitty-gritty on the story of Sheriff Lombardo and what 360daily.net uncovered. And if you go to 360daily.net, you're going to see my latest rant on Sheriff Lombardo. So I encourage you to go there, or it's also posted on my Facebook page, which is Reagan Baby. And this is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, up next with Rob Lauer of 360daily.net on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, a talk that rocks, coming at you live from windy Las Vegas, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. And before we went to break, I was talking about Sheriff Lombardo and his personal donations that Rob Lauer of 360daily.net had uncovered. And I encourage you to go to 360daily.net. But whenever you want to get to the truth and the root of the problem, right? And this is the Wayne Allen Root Show. You always follow the money. And so Rob has done a great job of following the money. But before we go to Rob and I interview Rob, I want to pick up a caller that's been patiently waiting on hold by the name of Tom. And Tom is on line one. Hi, Tom. This is Megan.
Hi. I'm rooting for Jamie Dimon to chase Manhattan and the liberals. It's just a joke, but anyway.
And to your point,
yeah, that's what we're up against. We're up against Wall Street and all these big banksters and you know the big corporate people, the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. They collect interest from all the central banks. That they're the Nazis. They're the Bormans, okay? So what I called about is the sheriff. He works. I think he's got a background in Homeland Security, if I'm not mistaken. And these ghost towers, the fusion centers are everywhere. They're hooked up to Homeland Security, and these ghost towers, they look like cell phone towers. But what they do, the frequencies scramble your brains. If they turn the
volume up. Okay, we're gonna drop this. I'm gonna go to Rob.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories. I thought you had something to talk about with Joe Lombardo, but you don't. So let's go to line five. Let's get Rob on the phone.
Hello.
He's on. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, good. Thanks. Just trying to weed through the weeds here. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I need some weed. I don't know. But
I think that guy's been smoking too much.
Maybe he's been smoking too much weed. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So I wanted to get to this piece because you and I had talked this morning, and I thought it's a great piece because I'm always an advocate for following the money to really understand where the truth lies, right? And following the money always brings you to the truth. So what you uncovered and how you uncovered it on 360daily.net, walk us through it.
Yeah, you know, it's really simple. Every elected official in this state has to file a contributions and expense report quarterly and annually. And simply looking at Sheriff Lombardo's annual 2017 filed, on January 15th filed, CNE contributions and expense report, we see that he donated on the $500 to the ACLU. He donated $500 to Hispanics and Politics of Sanctuary City Advocacy Group. He donated $1,500 to Latin Chamber of Commerce, which is another Sanctuary City group, and he donated money to a police union that endorsed $1,000, by the way, to a police union here in town that donated and endorsed Catherine Cortez Masto. So we know what side of the aisle he is. The problem is, and the problem that I think a lot of us have, is he ran as a Republican. He ran as a conservative. He ran as pro-NRA, pro-gun, and he flipped on all of that stuff, and he's now pro Sanctuary City. He's pro, you know, ACLU. And for a lot of police officers out there, and I've talked a lot offline privately, and they're deeply, deeply offended that this sheriff has been funding, donating money to the ACLU, who in turn is using that money to fund and support Black Lives Matter, who, according to Randy Sutton, who I interviewed, is on our website. He's a highly respected, decorated metro officer, retired, and he said Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist group. It's a hate group. And so most people know the ACLU as a group that's a bunch of lawyers, liberal lawyers, who defend cop killers. So
and Sheriff Lombardo gave him how much?
He gave him $500 last year. Now let's put this in perspective. So he's given about, to liberal groups, he gave approximately $4,000. Guess how much he gave to pro-police, pro-law enforcement, pro-law and order groups?
How much?
$200.
$200?
Yeah. Yep.
So $200.
It might have been a dinner party. I think it may have been a dinner. I'm not sure. I think he just went to a dinner and paid $200 to go to it and support the group. So he gave $200 to one Metro, Friends of Metro Police Group, which may have been a dinner, and he gave $4,000 to liberal, radical liberal, left-wing, pro-Sanctuary City, pro-ACLU, pro-Black Lives Matter groups. And I didn't make this up. It's right there in the public's eye. It's right there for everyone to see. You can go on the Secretary of State's website. You can open it up and look at it for yourself. We posted it on 360daily.net. We actually posted a copy of his Feeney report, which was filed as a public filing. So it's out there for everyone to see. And so I just can't imagine police officers, their own leadership is giving money to these left-wing kook groups.
Yeah, and especially a sheriff who actually has an oath and a duty to uphold state law as well as abide by federal law. We're not asking him to act as an ICE agent, but we certainly are asking him to cooperate with federal law when it comes to illegal immigration. It seems as though he's doing everything to undermine our Constitution, the document that he's sworn to protect, by funding, like you said, these radical left-wing organizations who represent cop killers, like the ACLU.
Well, it goes further than that, and there's really a fundamental problem with the sheriff and what he's been doing over the last several years. We have been a sanctuary city in this county, and the way they've been operating it, and he is actually, and the Clark County Metro Police has been part of a program called the 287G program with ICE, which, in return for grant money from ICE, lots of money over the last several years they received. In return, they're supposed to be deputizing and enforcing immigration law. But they haven't done that. They've taken the money, but they didn't do the work. And they've been doing the opposite work. And in fact, President of the United States, President Trump, signed an executive order in January directing ICE to weekly file reports, public reports, I call them shaming reports, of the worst counties in the country. And guess which county was on the first report last week as the worst of the worst? It was Clark County. We were worse than San Francisco County, worse than anyone in California. We were the worst in the whole country, according to ICE, last week.
And do you know how much money Sheriff Lombardo or Clark County, rather, I should say the county, or the department has taken from ICE in that grant money, would you say 287G?
From what I understand, according to my sources and reports, the total amount of money received from the Department of Justice and ICE has been $9 million a year. And Attorney General Sessions did a press conference this week saying that not only is he going to move to cut off that $9 million, he's also going to look at clawing it back for not using the money as promised.
So he's going to ask for a refund?
He might actually sue for what's called a clawback, which means he may seek $27 million and recoup it from Sheriff Lombardo's police department. So we're looking at a huge potential loss of revenue and losing money that we've already spent in 2 years.
Well, and it wasn't spent obviously appropriately, right? It wasn't spent on what it was supposed to be spent on.
Well, I think that requires some investigation, I think, and investigating where that money went and how it went. And I would even go further than this. So the sheriff said recently, about a week and a half ago, after the report came out, that the decision to become a sanctuary city in 2014 by his predecessor was a mistake. And they've now, as of this year, abandoned that policy, and they're now going to work with ICE. And they're going to now cooperate and be, good guys. The problem is, following that press release that he said, I called up after this weekend's multiple violent crime shootings on the Strip, asked the immigration status as a reporter. I called up and asked the public information officers, what the immigration status was of the people who were committing these violent acts on the Strip on a Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon for the whole world to see. And they said it's our policy not to give out that information.
You know, and can you hold that thought, because we're going to have to go to break, and I'd like to get a little bit further into that story about how the police department is actually protecting the citizenship status of potential illegal immigrants who are part of a crime wave resulting in the murder of one innocent American. We're going to get back to that after this break. Can you hold on?
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Rob. That was Rob Lauer, 360daily.net. I encourage you to go to that website right now to get caught up on what we're talking about. But I encourage you to hang on because we're going to talk about more of that with Rob Lauer after this break. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. I think we're having problems. Like I said, these winds are really messing with our connections here. Oh, they're... Okay, well, hopefully we're live. I think I just saw, I think it was Wizard of Oz, like Dorothy just fly by my window. I'm not sure. But anyway, we are under assault here in Las Vegas because of these winds. But you can call in toll-free if you can get through, 1-844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. So Rob is back. Good. Hey, Rob. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
Okay, so
I was blown away.
Yeah, we're it's like the Wizard of Oz. I'm waiting for, you know, a witch to fly by my window. A house could land on this studio. Who knows? But we were talking about before we went to break. We were talking about Sheriff Joe Lombardo, and you know we've definitely brought some heat onto him. And what you've uncovered are some really radical organizations that he funded. Upwards towards $4,000, the likes of ACLU, illegal immigrant advocacy groups, and even left, you know, wing organizations. And he only gave like $250 to the police, really. I mean, his fellow.
$205 to, and it might have been a dinner party.
Right. But
and you can see that 360daily.net on our page there, the exact amounts and where and when he did it. And so it's public domain. And no one else reports this stuff but us, because the rest of them are liberal and they won't report this kind of stuff. So it's left to people like me and groups like ours, 360daily.net, that focus on news here locally from a conservative libertarian point of view and are willing to go out and do the hard work.
And, you know, it was interesting because after the hostage situation that occurred last Saturday, which was on the heels of the robbery in the Bellagio, one of the first questions I had was, you know, geez, they're keeping the identity of the perp in the hostage situation quite, you know, undercover. Like, they're not releasing his name. And I said, if his name was Bob Smith and he was a Catholic and a member of the Tea Party, his personal information would be splashed all over the front page news and leading story on Las Vegas. But yet they kept it quiet for 24 hours. And then lo and behold, we find out that the guy's name is Rolando Cardenas. And my first question was, is he an illegal immigrant? And that must have been your first question, too, because you actually called the LV, the Metro, the Las Vegas PD, and asked. And tell us, you know, what you found out.
Well, there are two issues. One, two crimes that day. One, they made an arrest of Sebastian Gonzalez, who was a Mexican national, we found out later, who was arrested in the botched robbery at the of a Rolex store in the Bellagio at 2 a.m. And then later the same day, a Filipino national, it appears, was involved in shooting up a bus on Las Vegas Strip on a beautiful Saturday afternoon with slow news day, and the whole world got to see this. You know, it was just a disaster, a PR disaster for our community. And so then I called them up, and I'm doing my job, and I called up, I just inquired what the status, the immigration status was of those individuals. And the Las Vegas Police Public Information Officer told me, quote, you know, we're not immigration officers. We don't disclose that information. That's not something we do. It's not our policy. But it is their policy to put out pictures of everyone they arrest and a press release of everyone they arrest and their name for the whole world to see, to try to, you know, sway jurors, frankly. Let's be honest. That's what they do. But somehow they think it's not acceptable. They refuse to disclose the immigration status of the people they're arresting.
Why is that private?
Which is not private.
No.
It's not privileged information, and the public has a right to know. And then we found out that Sebastian Gonzalez, the robber, first they claimed, and this was Metro, according to reports, that he was from Los Angeles. And then later on, reports surfaced that, no, he was actually from Mexico City. He hopped the border in Arizona and came to Las Vegas to specifically to rob our freaking store. And this is what he did. And yet they still refuse to list him as a legal immigrant.
Unbelievable. And so this Rolando Cardenas, who's actually a Filipino, I guess with a Hispanic name, I'm not really sure. But we still don't know his citizenship status because Metro refuses to divulge it, and they actually had encouraged you to call ICE. Did you call ICE? Did you get anywhere?
Well, we can't put a FOIA request in and wait 6 months for every single FOIA request for that kind of thing. The fact is, and the issue really is, that the public has a right to know. It shouldn't be, Metro should not be concealing the status of people they arrest from the public. The public has a right to know.
Well, especially if the perp has requested a public defender. So we're paying for the perp's defense.
Well, again, people from foreign countries don't have a right to privacy as to their status if they're arrested for committing a violent crime or any crime for that matter. And so the public has that right to know. ICE does disclose that when they did the report last week, they listed several hundred illegal immigrants across the country by name and by the offense that they were charged with and the county and the city that they were in jail located in, detained. So that information is public. There is no privacy issue. It's a political issue to cover his what. And that's what's going on here. And they're denying the public the access to the information they need to govern their own communities.
That's absolutely right. And so has this always been the policy of Metro to not disclose the citizenship status of perps?
No. Before 2014, before his predecessor, Sheriff Gillespie, it was the policy to disclose that information. This has become a politically correct issue. It's been a politicized issue. The truth is it's politics because there is a large Hispanic and liberal and Democratic and a bunch of Californians now in this county, in this state, who they're trying to appeal to and for him, and he's up for re-election next year. And so there's politics here, in my humble opinion. And so I really believe that we need a whole – and this is the thing. They act like they're helping the illegal immigrants that are living here by doing this. But the fact is that the illegal immigrants who live here and illegal immigrants – are normally, and they're the victims. They're the ones who are being victimized by the illegal alien criminals. So the criminals are robbing them, shooting them, trafficking them, and they're the victims. And we're not actually, even with this policy, it's not even protecting the illegal aliens from the criminal illegal aliens. It's a failed policy, and it needs to end.
And tell folks how people can find your work. And I thank you so much for what you do, because you're actually shedding a light that's really needed, especially in this county with the spike in crime. We've had 100% spike in crime. We're operating as a sanctuary city when, in fact, we're taking millions of dollars from the federal government and not even enforcing the laws. We're defying the laws. It seems to me as though the sheriff is not working on behalf of his constituents, especially as a supposed Republican. So tell people how they can find you, and then tell people what we can do as citizens to perhaps, run them out of office. That's the power our citizenry has.
Well, first of all, you can find us at 360daily.net. That's 360daily.net. That's our website. We're also on Facebook. You can like us there, and you can follow us. We post regularly. We have on-demand TV shows and news that you can watch. So there's those two avenues. We will be also in the future, near future, coming out with on-demand TV programming on your Roku and other smart TV devices at home. That'll be coming out soon. We're working on that technology. And so what people can do, one of the things that I think that needs to be really considered here at this point is electing a sheriff who's accepting money isn't working. It's just not working for this community. It didn't work. It didn't work with the last sheriff, and it's not working with this sheriff.
And what do you mean by accepting money? You mean accepting money by?
Well, whenever you run for money, whenever you run for office, you have to raise money, and to run for office in Clark County, you got to raise a lot of money, and so that politicizes them, and there's really a lack of accountability. When you have a sheriff like this, who's a total, complete screw up, who's I don't say that lightly, and I really don't like having to say that. But we all know that he decentralized the gang units, which caused an explosion in gang violence last year. And then this year, he just reconstituted that gang unit into one central task force, hoping to reverse that. He's done a lot of other things that are, frankly, like the sanctuary stuff and other stuff that's created a lot of violent crime. We had 100% increase in murders in Clark County last year, is the highest in 30 years. And so what I'm saying is this: we need to maybe examine, perhaps instead of electing a sheriff to Clark County, maybe we need to think about having a different system where they're accountable. We don't have to wait 4 years or 2 years to get rid of a loser. We can actually replace them quickly. So maybe the Clark County commissioners, all of them, and all the city of Las Vegas City Council together, all of them together, can vote in and vote to replace at will sheriffs so we can have more accountability. There's still accountability because you still have elected officials who are accountable to us. But we can't be waiting years to get rid of someone who's just not doing their job.
Well, especially when it comes to our safety and security. Well, I would also encourage folks to call the Las Vegas Metro PD and demand that they release the immigration or citizenship status of Rolando Cardenas, because we deserve to know. And we shouldn't have to go
through. There's a big concern here, because if Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, comes out and sues our county for $27 million, that's going to put our community safety at risk and the loss of that revenue, and the more cops we're trying to put on the street that we do need. We do need more police to patrol our streets and stop this violence and crime, this crime wave. But we're going to lose that money potentially and retroactively because of Sheriff Lombardo's sanctuary city policies.
Absolutely. Okay, Rob, well, we have to go to break, and I thank you so much for updating us, and I thank you for your work at 360daily.net. Always a pleasure to be a part of that.
Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome. All right, folks, hang on. We got one more segment, and then Wayne Allen Root's going to join us, top of the hour, take back his show. This is 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, live out of windy Las Vegas, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. And I was just cruising some of the headlines, and I came across this, and you may have missed it, but I think this is exactly the direction that our Congress needs to go. And the headline is from Breitbart: Congress mulls illegal immigrant tax to fund border wall. A bill to tax illegal immigrants to fund the construction of President Donald Trump's border wall was introduced by Rep. Mike Rogers, a Republican out of Alabama. The legislation, known as the Border Wall Funding Act of 2017, would impose a 2% tax on all remittances going back to Mexico from illegal and some legal immigrants living in the U.S. to pay for the estimated $12 billion border wall. President Trump has made it very clear that he intends to complete a wall along our southern border, Rogers said. As a senior member of the Homeland Security Committee, I've long supported the border wall, which will protect Americans. As the Center for Immigration Studies has noted in the past, an estimated, check this out, $54.2 billion is sent back to home countries of illegal and legal immigrants living in the U.S. In 2014 alone, $24 billion was sent from the U.S. to Mexico in remittances, leaving that money entirely lost on the U.S. economy. So they can come here and they can use our education system for free, and they can, you know, use our services for free, and we can pay through ITIN programs, which I wrote extensively on ReaganBabe.com. And if you haven't checked that article out, please go to ReaganBabe.com. It is the third article down. It's called ITIN, How a Tax Loophole is Basically Defrauding Taxpaying Citizens in This Country. And so if we can tax these remittances at a measly 2%, I say let's go for it, and why not 10%? Why not 10%? Why is 2% the magic number? But the Federation of American Immigration, otherwise known as FAIR, is also publicly supporting this Rogers Border Wall funding plan. And they say Congressman Rogers' bill should be supported on both sides of the aisle. because it will help reduce illegal immigration and save American jobs at no cost at taxpayers. Now, when it comes to Democrats, there's never a tax they don't like. So why wouldn't they like this one? Well, maybe because it goes against their favorite base, which is illegal immigrants. And before Wayne Allen Root walks in a few minutes, I'm going to take a caller on line one. So let's go to Frank. Hi, Frank. It's Megan.
Yeah, it's, as Pooh Bear would say, an incredibly blustery day. You were only off by about 45 miles. It's, the winds are up to 72, 75 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
My cable has been knocked out three times, and the different talk show programs up and down the dial are getting knocked out. They're coming in.
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy, all the hot air coming from D.C. I think that's what it is. So what was your comment on? You had a comment on Trump's inner circle.
Yes. Well, it's a question to you.
Okay.
And all, it's not, does our president have any conservative constitutionalists in his inner circle?
In his inner circle. You know, it's a great question, and I would have to say I don't know. I really don't, because
He does not. And all I want to, you know, I'm going to leave you with this, and I'll, you know, I'll take your comment on the radio, is I the Tea Party, libertarians, constitutionalists, we did not want Paul Ryan. We did not want the turtle. We wanted him out. Mick Amnesty and Lindsay Scam, that goes without saying. Paul Ryan's using Democratic scare tactics. He's on the air saying, I'm afraid that Trump's going to start making deals with it. I want Trump to stick to his word. Let this – don't even repeal it. Let the Democrats have this health care. Don't make a deal. He's going to drop the ball on this one, Megan. Thanks for your time, lady.
You're welcome. I don't think he's going to drop the ball, but I would like to see Obamacare fail as it was intended to fail. We don't need to take an ounce of accountability for 100% of the Democrats' problems. As far as a constitutional conservative amongst Trump's inner circle, I'd have to say that Steve Bannon is probably the closest person that I can think, because he certainly was doing a good job when he was at Breitbart, especially supporting the Tea Party and smaller government principles when it came to that and rising up against the left. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Thanks so much for the time today. As always, every Tuesday and Thursday, Wayne Allen Root War is up next. 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
Hey, Wayne Allen Root War now. Great to be back on the air with you today, Thursday. Rough day out there, huh? Well, Megan was on the air. Tractor trailers were flipping upside down on the 15.
Yeah, I got a text from my mom. It's like, don't take the 15 home. There's three tractor trailers or something that's flipped over.
Can you give your mom my text number? Ask her to contact me from now on. Anytime things are flipping, things are going wild, I want Megan's mom to be my weather woman. Come on.
Yeah, she's a watchdog.
I need to know what's going on. I have no idea.
She's a watchdog and a tap dog.
It is a bit wild out there. The trees were bowing where I come from in Henderson, Nevada. Trees were really bowing. It was wild today, and they say tonight's going to be a wild night. Wild night. Interesting. I don't know if you saw this, Megan, but by the way, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I'm here with Megan Barth. Hi,
hello,
Megan.
Hello.
So the EU, the European Union boss, you see this Jean-Claude Juncker, proper name, perfect name, he's a Juncker, today issued a jaw-dropping threat to the United States, saying that he would campaign to break up America in revenge for Donald Trump's supportive comments about Brexit.
Yeah, and he's going to target Ohio and Texas. Yeah, good luck.
Who do these people think they are?
I don't know.
Last I checked, every war you've ever had with us, we kicked your ass.
Right.
And we will continue to kick your ass. Last I checked, by the way, forget about wars we've had with countries like Germany and Italy. Every other war, we protect the other European countries. Without us, you all die. Don't any of you get that? America's America. And you're all, you know, we're extraordinary, and you're all ordinary. Didn't you know that? You're the most ordinary people in the world. And the extraordinary people ran away from your country and came here. And we now mock you all day long. You are losers. The people who stayed are not extraordinary. The people here are extraordinary. So get over it, Junker.
Well, you know, did you hear Nigel Farage is helping with the Cal, I don't know, it's the Cal exit, or at least the, you know, dividing it into two states.
There's two
exactly
things. One is they want to be their own country. That's not the one he's helping with.
Right, no, I know.
That's the liberal, wacko snowflakes.
Right.
And I love that one. I want to help with that one.
I do, too.
I want them to leave the country.
Right.
The one he's trying to do is to divide California in half.
Right.
And it's not half north and south, east and west. Because he feels like east is conservative and would have two Republican senators, and west will be San Francisco and L.A., and it'll be completely liberal
and
be the same people
town.
They have now.
Right.
So I understand the theory. I don't know if it's correct. Has anyone actually done the math? If you divided it exactly east and west, would you actually have a Republican majority in the east and therefore—
Well, I know if you look at, you know, kind of like the data as far as how people vote and all of that and all the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, California, a majority, not where that's most populous.
If you got rid of the coast, would it be a Republican
state? Correct.
Because you'd have Fresno, which is good.
All the agriculture.
Riverside, which is pretty good.
California.
Palm Springs, where we're broadcasting right now, 98.1 FM would be Republican.
Right.
Right? But on the other hand, could you like rip it back towards the coast when it gets to San Diego at the bottom? Because we need San Diego. Aren't they conservative?
Well, they're becoming purple and they're becoming more blue. I mean, Daryl Issa is a target, and he only won by a very small margin.
Where's Issa? He's not
San
Diego,
is
he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, I know Orange County used to be all Republicans.
It's
not
anymore.
No.
And it's due to massive.
But it's 50-50. It's 50-50.
Well, yeah, but it's also due to massive immigration and the power that the Democrats have. Yeah.
No, that's 100% what it's from.
That's right.
Matter of fact, the seat of OC, I believe the county seat, is Costa Mesa, I believe. And I saw some article at not Costa Mesa.
Is it Santa Ana?
No, Santa Ana. I'm sorry.
Right.
Santa Ana is like 75% Hispanic.
Right. Exactly.
75%.
And it never used to be that way. That's correct.
Wow. So things are changing.
And I think it was Bob Dornan that used to be the representative from Santa Ana. And that's the Hispanic shrieky Democrat, what's her name? She changed her name to her Hispanic married name instead of
Is that the one who took his seat now? Because
Sanchez
the one that's there. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
and she's got
her sister.
Her sister has a seat too. They're two congressmen.
Yeah, exactly.
But so again, let me make it clear. I don't care if you're Hispanic. Nobody's against Hispanics. I'm against illegals. I'm against liberals. If you're Hispanic and liberal, I don't like you, but I'm Jewish. If you're Jewish and liberal, I don't like you. So what's the difference? I'm against liberals. I'm against illegals. I'm not against Hispanics. Matter of fact, did you see today that I think 400 companies have announced they're bidding on the wall to build the wall, and many of them are minority-owned?
Yes.
And 13 of them are Hispanic-owned.
And they're getting death threats.
I'm sure they are, but God bless those 13 Hispanic-owned companies. You think
they want to work.
You think Republicans are racist? I love you. If you're Hispanic and you're ready to build a wall, come here. Give me a hug. Come on over. Time for a Wayne Root hug. You get a Wayne Root hug. I mean a serious one, man. You're on my list. You're on the good list. So there's nothing against Hispanics. That's ridiculous. What I'm against is liberals. I can't stand these people.
Oh, I know.
You saw, of course, that the Hawaiian judge reinstituted his ban, blocking the thing again. So I never wrote the article. I was gonna, and I got busy. That, no problem. I have something for Hawaii, too. And number one, it's a boycott by 62 million Trump voters no longer going to Hawaii. And number two, we're sending all Syrian immigrants to Hawaii. You're going to be the new Ellis Island for Muslims.
Well, they're already overrun by homeless, you know, so why not just take in massive amounts of the refugee population that has no will to assimilate? You know, they can just pop up tents.
Is the homeless situation that bad in Hawaii?
It is awful.
Really?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
There.
I mean,
yeah, it was awful. All on.
You were just in Hawaii?
Yeah, like a few months ago.
And you saw so many homeless? Were you in Honolulu?
My God. Yeah.
And that's where they are. It's
correct.
Big time.
So, and that's where I was. So I don't know if it extends to other islands.
I can't believe I didn't know about this.
But all of the main drag, I don't know if it's like Kamana Wanalea or whatever the main drag is in Hawaii, in Honolulu.
Yeah.
The whole entire, Charlie caught that. He didn't catch
what,
it.
What, the Lea part? was that what it's about?
Kamana Wanalea.
I want to Wanalea?
So that whole main promenade, whatever that is, was nothing but a tent city. Tent after tent after tent after tent.
And they don't kick them out. They're not fearing ruining their tourism.
They're a refuge.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this is what makes the Democrats work, right?
By the way, it makes sense because if I was going to be homeless.
Why wouldn't you be homeless?
Pick Hawaii, of course, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a welfare state.
And they have the highest welfare benefits.
That's correct. It's
outside
a welfare
of California.
State. That's correct. Both California and Hawaii basically mirror each other in welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you get.
And
you
stupidity.
Get tent steady.
And stupidity.
And stupidity.
Right.
That's right.
Manchin, Joe Manchin, who I've always liked. I don't know why he doesn't change to Republican.
I know.
Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp. She's what, South Dakota, I think, or North Dakota?
Yes, I think she's North Dakota.
Uh-huh. They both announced they're going to be backing Gorsuch for Supreme Court.
As they all should, quite frankly.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
They all backed him when he was being appointed for a federal judgeship, right? Or being nominated for a federal judgeship. They were all behind him then. So what's changed?
Now, I'm going to write a commentary. Hopefully I'm going to get the time tonight. I keep threatening some of these and then I run out of time. But I believe that Donald Trump has Democrats right where he wants them, and he's going to pass Obamacare now. And I believe it's a brilliant move. Think about this as a reality game show competition like Celebrity Apprentice or Survivor. That's how he beat out the 16 people he ran against for the Republican nomination. One by one, he picked them off. He enraged them. He Twittered them to death. He killed all these people one by one. Brilliant. And then he took on Hillary and gave her names, you know, vicious, crooked Hillary. He was great. And now he realizes, all right, so there's this big pool of people. You need to get 216 votes to pass,
yeah,
right? And you've got 200 or so Republicans. You'd be nice to them. You've got the rest of these people are Democrats, and you'll never get them. And then you've got this little pool of people that are normally like Wayne Root, right? They're very Meghan and Wayne-like. They are the Freedom Caucus, the conservatives. Mm-hmm. There's about 30 of them. And if you're nice to them, it doesn't help because they want what they want and you can't give them what they want, evidently. So what you do is you torture them until they come back to you. You threaten that you're going to go cut a deal with the Democrats and it's going to be a deal so much worse that you won't even recognize Obamacare and you will have helped pass it. And it'll be moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats. He's never going to do a deal with Democrats. This is all mental psychology. This is how you force
them
to come back.
I hope you're right, because I didn't like the tweet that he was basically saying that the
Democrats and the Freedom Caucus are the enemy now.
That's so not the enemy.
But by saying that, you force them back. They have nowhere else to go. Where are they going to go? Are they joining with Democrats? Are they going to live by themselves all alone? They could be like homeless people in Hawaii. The Freedom Caucus will live alone in Washington in little tents. No one's going to like them. Everyone's going to hate them. I hate them right now, and I'm on their side, and I hate them.
Why
they
do you
blew
hate them?
Obamacare.
No, they did not.
They did.
I am going to so strongly
they
disagree
did.
With you.
They blew it.
No, they didn't.
No, because
why not let it die?
No, because then people like me will die. No, my businesses won't survive.
No,
no, the country won't survive.
What I'm saying, though, is if he were to pass, if they were to pass,
yes,
Ryan Care,
yes,
okay, this first time around,
yes,
guess how many people would have lost their insurance? What the narrative was?
Well, the narrative was 24 million.
Correct.
I don't agree with it, though.
Right. So it was a lose-lose. They were trying to do big government solutions to solve a big government problem instead of doing small bills and killing Obamacare piece by piece by piece.
But you can't ever get passage of a conservative bill. There aren't enough conservatives. The moderates will abandon you in droves,
you know what
and you'll
get
nothing.
Of? You know what you could get passage
yes.
of? Is introducing competition into the insurance agency, because even Democrats wanted
well,
that.
Well, that's going to be the next one they were doing. That's not
that's
not,
a bunch of
that's
yes,
not a 51-49 vote. That is not reconciliation.
That's a bunch of BS.
They can't do it under reconciliation.
Reconciliation is a bunch of BS.
It's not. That's the only way to pass this. They just needed one vote to pass it. That's the only way you're going to get it passed to begin with. Listen, we would have taken credit for destroying Obamacare. We wanted
that
credit.
Do you know premiums would not have come down under Ryan Care until 2018, and then what good is it?
What do you mean, then what good is it? It's better to come down in 2018 than never.
It was not even but before the election.
But taxes will come down now.
The narrative of the left would be 24 million people lost their health insurance. Premiums spiked. The premiums haven't come down. The average American was going to be crushed under rising premiums under something now called Ryan Care, not Obamacare. So we were going to take all of the accountability of Obama's legacy off the Democrats and then put it on the Republicans.
I don't think you realize only two things.
How is that good?
Only two things are going to happen now. Either nothing's going to happen, in which case we're going to lose everything in 2018. You're dead. You made a promise you'd flip Obamacare. You didn't flip it. Forget it. We're dead. It's all over. Or they're going to pass Ryan Care all over again because Trump's going to flip a few votes.
Do you know what the American people really want?
What do they really want?
Last on their
what
list?
Do they really want?
Tax cuts. That's what they really want. 73% of the American people want tax cuts.
Okay, you can't.
Obama, and then the next thing they
want tax cuts.
Is a wall. And then the next thing they want is something
Obamacare's
else.
Number
and Obamacare
one.
Is no. It's on the bottom.
I disagree.
Well,
I
we
disagree.
Have
I don't believe
agree
with any poll that says that. The tax cuts. First of all, every poll in history has always shown there's not ever a lot of support for tax cuts because most people don't pay taxes. Wayne Root pays taxes. The rest of the world doesn't pay taxes. If you make under $100,000 a year, you're barely paying taxes. The only tax you're paying is FICA, Social Security. But as far as income tax, that's all the people who make 75 to 100 and above that pay taxes. We make up maybe 20% of the country, 80% don't pay the taxes. So they never have a great urgency for taxes. So I have a hard time believing that that's the number one thing of people. But it's my number one. I love it.
All right, so
along
this new
with
moderate piece of whatever is going to go for vote when?
I don't know. They're saying maybe next week. they think they might have the votes next week. And
well,
Trump is
great.
Trying
so
to
we're gonna take the responsibility
push him back.
Off the Democrats.
No,
once
but
again.
They're going to pass four more after that will make it pretty close to perfect if they can get all four bills passed.
If.
And I think they will. But they can't get one done. I'm telling you, if you can't get one done, you can't get any done. What's the alternative?
Why would they wait to do the free market in the third phase?
Because it can't be done at a reconciliation.
In the first, if they just did a small bill, like the Insurance Freedom Act.
To my knowledge, it couldn't happen until they get this bill passed first. You first have to repeal Obamacare and all the taxes of Obamacare. How is that bad? First, they were going to repeal the taxes in 2018, by the way. And then they changed it to appease their conservatives to repeal all taxes this year, retroactive. That's great. Now it's time to say, I give up. It's the best deal I could get. Vote for it. That's what every conservative needs to do. It's time to accept this is a negotiation, and we got the best we're going to get for the moment. Now fight to get another four good bills behind it. That's all I'm telling you. How do you pass things in Congress when there aren't enough people like you and me? You've got to fight for as much as you can and then settle. That's how I conduct my battles.
Well, I hope you're right.
Because
right.
Getting nothing is a disaster.
Because owning this disaster is the last thing that we need.
But right
to
now it's a disaster. We did nothing. And we let Democrats say Obamacare is the law of the land.
Right. And it's a disaster.
It is a disaster, right.
And they own it.
Right, but they might own it for another 3 or 4 years. And we won't survive. The economy won't survive. Small business won't survive. There is no other. I remember when I read what's the name of the great success writer? Now I can't remember his name. Napoleon something. Napoleon Hill wrote, it's hard to remember all the books I've read. God, it's so too much stuff.
Napoleon Hill.
He wrote the greatest success book of all time, and I can't remember the name anymore. Something about, it wasn't Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but something like that. In any case, he said that the whole key to success is to burn the bridge behind you so there's nowhere left to go.
Right.
And so that's what I think you need to do. You need to burn the bridge behind you. Obamacare is a disaster, so you don't let it die. You just say there is no other choice but to repeal it. There's nowhere else to go but to repeal it. You can't let it die because you're going to let every small business in America die. You're going to let all your voters die, the middle-class people in Ohio and Iowa and Minnesota. They're all going to die. Michigan, Pennsylvania, my God, West Virginia, they need help. We got to save them. You got to save Wayne Roots of the world.
And you save them with the free market.
If you can't get anyone to vote for it, if you could
get a lot of people to vote for the free
As an example, the best bill out there, I think, is Rand Paul. Do you not agree?
I agree.
Could never pass Rand Paul's bill in a million years. Otherwise, put it up for
Why?
Vote. Put it up for
the
vote.
Moderates.
Put it up. Right. I know. So I'm just trying to get a deal here. I want Rand Paul's bill, but you can't get it. How do you get enough votes to pass the bill? All right. That's the argument. See what's dividing conservatives? We used to say families are divided like a civil war, conservative and liberal. Now conservatives are divided because I'm a pragmatist conservative. I fight for all the same things as you, and then I settle to cut a deal because you can't get what you want. I want zero taxes on me. But in the end, I'm going to have to settle for 25-30%. Probably even 33 is what I think they're talking about for individuals.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, too. It's not that great a deal, but it's a lot better than 43, so I'll take it. I'll take every incremental win, and the next year go for more.
It's amazing to me that the Republican Party has not learned that they are a bunch of failures.
Yeah,
it is amazing
they
to me that they have not learned.
No, they haven't.
At all.
No,
they
haven't.
Only have power because of Donald Trump.
It's just hard to convince people that the 24 million people aren't really going to starve in the street and die of cancer tomorrow. And that what CBO really meant, the Congressional Budget Office, is that 24 million people were not necessarily going to lose their health insurance, but might lose their health insurance. And many of them would choose to purposely go into the private sector. It's hard to win that case. I agree with it. I'm making the case. But the average person puts their hands in their head and goes, nah, 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 nah. They won't listen. They won't listen. So it's very hard. All you know is the CBO is bought and paid for. You know, they're bought and paid for. It's like...
Much like Comey.
You know who's running for mayor in Henderson? Rick Workman. Great guy, right?
Yeah.
Great guy. He was on my show. And I'm fighting for him. And meanwhile, I'm getting robocalls. And the robocalls are from Republican State Senator Hardy and former Republican Assembly Leader Lynn Stewart calling to support Deborah Marsh. Deborah Marsh is a Democrat who was for Harry Reid, loves Harry Reid, believes in low-income, high-density housing and higher taxes. She's going to let our property taxes go up. She is the worst thing for Henderson, and Republicans are robocalling for her. Why? because they're not Republicans. They're Brian Sandoval Republicans. They don't believe in the same things as you and me. So my point is, I'm not taking their side. I'm not joining with them. I'm saying sometimes to get things passed, you have to realize there's lots of them out there. And they'll never go for the things you and I believe in. So I fight for my stuff, and then I settle somewhere in the middle. Because to get the Brian Sandoval votes of the world, you have no choice. He'll never vote for the stuff you and I believe in. So you've got to come to a compromise. That's all I could say. There's no other way to do it in Congress.
Compromising mediocrity.
Yeah, it is. I'm agreeing with you. But at least I'd get a deal done. And then Donald Trump will look like a winner instead of a loser. I can't stand him looking like a loser.
Deal.
Well, I was on Israeli TV today. And they thought, you know, he's dead. Obamacare's dead. And I guaranteed them. Remember, I used to be a sports handicapper. I used to go on TV and guarantee winners. So now I guaranteed that we would pass the repeal of Obamacare on Israeli TV. And when I left, they said, Wayne Drew has made a guarantee. Donald Trump will pass the repeal of Obamacare. Sometimes you just got to get a deal done. And I want to get a deal done. I want to get a deal under our belt, proving we can do stuff. Okay, will it be perfect? No. I want the Rand Paul deal. But show me it could be passed. It can't be passed. Rand Paul's all by himself. Nobody even likes him. Republicans don't like him. Democrats don't like him. He's like his father. Nobody likes Rand Paul. Nobody. I could have a bumper sticker. Nobody likes Rand Paul. He's never going to pass anything. I like him, okay? You like him. But Congress doesn't like him. It just doesn't work. So, you know.
Well, part of draining the swamp. You know, this was part of the drain of the swamp.
Yeah.
Right?
But
so I'm a little discouraged.
I just want to pass the repeal of Obamacare. Now, you're going to say it's not a full repeal. It's Obamacare light or it's Obamacare 2.0. Whatever it is, it's better than what we got now, and it kills the taxes that are killing me. So I'm for it. All right, Megan Barth, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wayne Allyn-Root, Warnell. We only have inter-family squabbles. We love each other. Everything's fine. Don't get upset. We're just...
We can agree to disagree.
This is the kind of argument we have to have as a party,
absolutely,
by the way. Have to have.
Absolutely.
I'm on your side. I just don't believe you could ever pass that stuff. I'd vote for it. Why not have the Rand Paul vote first to prove me right? I'll vote for it, and let's see if it passes. If it does, we get rid of Obamacare. If it fails, go right to the next one, which is the Ryan-Trump compromise that you don't like, and I'll vote for that, too. And we'll pass that, and then we'll get rid of Obamacare and erase him like he never existed. Just, I want to erase Obama. That's all I care about. Please, God, let me erase Barack Obama like he never existed. Give me a blackboard and let me erase it. That's all I want. All right. Wayne Allyn-Root, Warnell. Megan, thank you for sitting in.
You are welcome.
We'll be with you for the next hour and a half, or I'll be with you for the next hour and a half. Got lots of guests, lots of fun, lots of calls. 844-WAR-NOW-1. Line up on the phone and we'll take your calls. 844-WAR-NOW-1. Wayne Allyn-Root.